USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments from around the world are responding to a new coronavirus variant called Omicron. Scientists are now scrambling to learn more about it. They say without more information, we won't know if current vaccines will be effective. Omicron has now been detected in Europe, but so far not in the United States. Beginning tomorrow, flights from 8 countries in South Africa will be banned.
The positive effect is to get us better prepared, to rev up on the vaccination, to be really ready for something that may not actually be a big deal, but we want to make sure that we're prepared for the worst, and that's what we should be doing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on NBC's Meet the Press. Health officials are working hard to track the spread of the Omicron variant in Israel. Controversial cell phone monitoring is being used to learn who has it. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The big abortion rights case from Mississippi will be argued in the Supreme Court.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will begin in Vienna on Monday. This will be the seventh round of meetings between the United States, Iran, and European powers, as well as China. Iran and the U.S. say they want to restore it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
A shortage of oil is causing gas prices to skyrocket, and some lawmakers are concerned about the future.
President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered a record 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve, aiming to bring down gasoline and other costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations. On MSNBC, Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland says it will help, but we need to get off fossil fuels.
Well, it will have an impact. The challenge, of course, is we have to transition off of the fossil fuels to renewable fuels. We need to do that for our economy. We need to do it for our environment.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
An online fundraiser has collected more than $1 million to help Kevin Strickland, a Missouri man who was released earlier this week after spending 43 years incarcerated for a crime he didn't commit. The judge ordered Strickland, 62, to be released from prison on Tuesday after he was cleared of his 1979 triple murder conviction. Prosecutors argued that Strickland's innocence was clear and convincing after a witness recanted her statement used in his conviction. Despite experiencing the state's longest known wrongful imprisonment, Strickland was released without any money. Missouri law only allows wrongful conviction compensation to prisoners who prove their innocence through DNA testing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.